Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
I was reading in Slate the other day, and about 5 days ago, they posted an article titled A Very Calm Guide to the Lab Leak Theory. But that almost sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? A Very Calm Guide to the Lab Leak Theory. It's written by a science writer named Rebecca Sohn. And so there's a lot of questions that they delve into here. So how is this no longer a conspiracy theory, they wrote? Is there new data? Because they say that originally it was a conspiracy theory, but now the Biden administration said we'll spend 90 days, and later this fall we'll report back to the American public and the world about what we're finding out about the origins of it. She wrote, there is currently no direct evidence for either a natural origin or a lab leak. That is, no one has found the smoking gun, the virus hanging out in a lab, or in nature. Genetically, the virus is similar to coronaviruses found in bats and pangolins, which are a type of anteater-like mammal, but scientists have not found the virus's exact sequence in an animal, which, she writes, then makes it sound like good evidence for the lab leak theory. But she answers her own question about that with, well, not really. It can take years to identify a virus's source. It's also not a unique situation. Scientists also aren't exactly sure where Ebola came from either. Also, almost every vertebrate gets infected by coronaviruses. It's really no surprise that we haven't found its source yet. They write, but what about the researchers who got sick? The Wall Street Journal had a story about that in May. And she writes that there already was some evidence that COVID-19 could have begun spreading in Wuhan as early as October, says one expert. I don't really see that as evidence of a lab leak, because even if the researchers did have COVID-19, they would not have had to have gotten it from a lab. Those three people at the lab who got COVID, allegedly, could be only three out of hundreds of thousands of people who had already gotten the virus in China. Now, the World Health Organization and Chinese scientists looked into the lab leak theory, and they say that it's extremely unlikely that it was intentionally created and then released or accidentally released. But the WHO scientists say that they had to be chaperoned everywhere. You and I don't trust the Chinese government as far as you can spit, so how much faith do we put into this? Let's pick it up with the writer of that piece here. Hey, Rebecca, you're on WGN. I'm glad that you have a calm guide here. You know, people are probably not going to like what they hear because they've already made up their mind. Or it's just a very upsetting idea. But I think what you're walking us through here is helpful.
Yeah, for sure. And I do think that, people who've already made up their mind, I think that, you know, it says pretty clearly in that piece that there really is no direct evidence either way. And so it's really impossible for you to really make up your mind based on, you know, clear evidence that it was sort of one origin or the other, either from a wild animal or originating from a laboratory.
But in the laboratory, they could have been, in fact, working on creating a virus like this, right? That's not unheard of.
Yeah, so basically what they would have to do is what some people call gain-of-function research, and that would be research on a sample of a virus that they would have gotten from an animal, like a bat, and trying to see whether that virus might be altered in some way to infect humans, or some other gain-of-function research deals with how you might alter viruses to be more infectious or to be transmitted in a different way. But basically, that's research that looks at the virus's genome and tries to figure out which parts of it have to do with transmitting in humans, and if they can change those, then they will sort of infect laboratory versions of human cells to see if that sort of changes the virus. Mm-hmm. So the point of this research would be to understand viruses better in the hopes of preventing a future outbreak or future pandemic like this one.
And that's gain of function mm-hmm. research. So we might alter the virus in order to see how it could be more contagious, and then anticipating mm-hmm. that, find a way to whoop it with some sort of vaccine. And that's mm-hmm. potentially what was going on in this Chinese lab, if I understand mm-hmm. you correctly.
I think that's the main idea of that type of research.
And is there any evidence that it was being used as a weapon, or that it was being developed to weaponize a virus?
No, those are more conspiracy theories. I think that the U.S. government has said that the main two sort of origin theories they're looking into is one, a natural origin from an animal, and two, this lab leak theory, which really only covers an accidental exposure. So if this happened, if this virus leaked from a lab, it would have been an accident.
I know some people who are writing about this say, in a way, it really doesn't matter, it's here. But if it was a lab leak and it was unintentional, that is, it wasn't a weapon, it was the research you're describing, and it accidentally got out, then I think mm-hmm. China owning that is important, because we need to know how that happened so it doesn't happen again, right?
Yeah, I think that that's definitely true. And I think that, some people are starting to have a larger conversation around this type of research, gain of function research, whether proper safety precautions were being followed, because it is in theory risky. But I think that, there's definitely a conversation to be had about that type of research being done in high population areas. Mm-hmm, Wuhan mm-hmm. is home to an international airport. And I do think that there's a conversation happening about that.
Well, didn't Dr. Fauci and the National Institute of Health sort of flip-flop originally? They said one thing, and then they came down very strenuously on another side. And some people think that looks suspicious. At first, they seemed to be open to the idea that it was man-made for reasons we don't know. And then they very clearly said, no, this is of nature. What was going on with all of that?
Well, I think early on there was an effort by some political figures like President Trump to sort of pin the virus on China, perhaps prematurely. So I think President Trump suggested pretty early on that it could have come from a lab. And I think that very early on there wasn't really any sort of evidence to back that up. So I think that sort of the reaction, possibly from Dr. Fauci, but from the scientific community in general, was really a backlash, just saying, well, we can't say that. There's no evidence mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. So I think that people just really did not want to rush to conclusions there when there was no evidence. But I do think that more people, including, U.S. intelligence, are looking into the lab leak theory as, a more serious thing that is plausible and definitely can't be ruled out quite yet.
Hence the 90-day investigation that will be released mm-hmm. later this fall. Rebecca Soane's piece in Slate is titled A Very Calm Guide to the Lab Leak Theory. At least it catches you up with where we are today. It's nice to talk to you today, Rebecca. Keep doing that, and I appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate being on.